You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by ProncPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. I just about half an hour caught up with all the post-production for the last two shows. So they are now posted. And today, because of that, today's show is going to have to be short because I really didn't have enough time to prepare. Plus, I've been told I got about 15 to 20 minutes before I have to wrap it up. So I'm going to do a short show. But I really think I have a show that's important to both Donald Trump supporters and Ted Cruz supporters. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm a classical liberal. I'm saying that because I want to make very clear where I'm coming from. I don't have a party to vote for. Doesn't mean in the past that I didn't vote for Republicans. I certainly did. For many years, I voted straight Republican ticket, but I considered myself initially a conservative, a traditional conservative, along the lines of Russell Kirk, for example. However, over the years, my philosophy has somewhat changed. I'm very much a classical liberal. Really, I always have been, but now if someone asks me, what is your philosophy, that's how I respond. I don't say conservative anymore. And now the reason is very simple. I've come to the conclusion about 10 years ago that the Republican Party is no longer for limited government. It's no longer a constitutional party in the sense that it doesn't believe in the Constitution anymore. And if you don't believe me, look at the budgets that they propose year in, year out. You see, one of the key principles of conservatives, whether they're through traditional national defense, economic conservative, whatever adjective they use to describe themselves, is fiscal responsibility. And ladies and gentlemen, today that is the problem. And it's impacting our economy. And our economy is stagnating and it's on the verge of another recession. And we're losing focus here. Both Ted Cruz and Donald Trump are losing focus. And I've listened to complaints by Trump supporters and Cruz supporters calling talk radio, going after each another. Well, I'm sorry. I'm not very sympathetic because the party is the Republican Party. It's not the conservative party. Now, I know there's a battle going on between so-called movement conservatives. Well, excuse me. I consider myself a movement conservative in the sense that I supported Barry Goldwater. Couldn't vote for him. I was too young, but I still supported him. And I also supported Ronald Reagan. The problem is we've had 8 years of failed leadership. No leadership. And I'm dedicated to defeating and making sure that Barack Obama does not have a third term in the form of Hillary Clinton. And I'm not surprised that the Republican establishment, the leadership, as well as their high-paid consultants, the people that make fortunes selling media, are against both Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. We got a Republican leadership that's totally out of touch with their voter base. Now, I'm no longer part of their voter base. I left. I woke up to the fact that when they had control of the House, the Senate, and the presidency, they were running massive deficits. And they're still running massive deficits. And I'll be damned if I'm going to see them try to pull a stunt at the Republican convention and put in another candidate that the American people don't want. And that's what they're about. And the neoconservatives are a part of this, by the way. They're big governments. They used to be progressive. Actually, there used to be liberal Democrats that came over the Republican Party. And now they're causing mischief because they don't like Ted Cruz and they certainly don't like Donald Trump. But my message is really addressed to Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. Right now, I have you both on my list of two candidates that I could vote for. You're not my first or second choice, gentlemen. Two of the people that I would hope would run decided not to, namely Mike Pence, the current governor of Indiana, and Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama. They didn't want to run. And again, they're still Republicans. And the one candidate that I could vote for and was on my list originally was Rand Paul. I think you know where Rand Paul is. He's no longer running and focusing on his race in Kentucky. Now, I've looked at the numbers, and I've concluded there is no way Ted Cruz can get the nomination. I'm sorry, Mr. Cruz. And you were, until yesterday, my number one choice of the people left. But I'm tired of both you and Donald Trump going after each another on trivial matters that really should not be part of the campaign, and that's your families, and really being disingenuous about it. I could care less about your families. I really don't care who's more attractive, whether they're a love of your life. I don't care about that. What I care about is a continuation for another 4 years of the disaster that the current president is bringing to this country. So I'm appealing to you to form a unity ticket. I don't care when you announce it, but you need to stop baiting each another and going after each another. First, it's unbecoming. I don't care who started it, who's finished it. Stop it. Because, okay, you have your supporters, and I've been supporting both of you. But if you keep it up, your supporters are going to abandon you. The objective should be the defeat of Hillary Clinton. And the only one that can come close to getting the 1,237 is Donald Trump. And please don't mention John Kasich. He's embarrassing himself every day. I asked a government professor that I knows him, by the way. I said, are you still think Kasich has a chance? Because I think he has some mental problems. I think he's delusional. No, he knows what's happening. He says, no. Rule 40, it's the Republican establishment is going to do a repeat of what Romney did, that big winner, to direct it at Ron Paul. People have memories. You're both the enemies of the establishment in Washington, D.C. I know Cruz understands that, and Donald Trump understands that. So if you want to become president and vice president, I suggest both of your families meet for dinner. Donald, you seem to have a very large place in New York. Invite the Cruz family to dinner, the entire family, and invite your entire family to dinner. I think over dinner, a lot can be discussed, and I think you'll know each other better, and hopefully this will lead to what I'm calling a Republican unity ticket that will unite both your supporters and Cruz supporters. Ted Cruz has to be honest with himself. I know you want to think you're going to win. I don't see how, and neither does anyone else that objectively looks at the numbers. You're nearly 300 delegates behind right now, and you need more than 80% to get to 1,237. Now, I'm not saying Donald's going to get to 1,237. He might, and he might not. But I want you to both look beyond this immediate challenge of a primary and look to the general election. You need, and both of you are going to need time to unite all parts of the Republican Party. And again, I'm not a Republican anymore. I've given up on the Republican Party. And I think this campaign is a very good indication that the American people are walking away from both parties. And if you don't watch it, gentlemen, they're going to walk away from both of you. And that means Hillary Clinton wins. I think you've both lost sight of what the ultimate objective is, and I thought you were running for president of the United States. And that means you need to be smart on the issues. You need to think about the issues. You need to discuss the issues, and you need to have answers on various questions, obvious questions that are going to come up. And the sooner you two get together, I hope, with your families and reach that conclusion and really pledge each other delegates where Donald Trump is on the top of the ticket and Ted Cruz is the vice president. and to agree to a role for Ted Cruz, areas of responsibility. I think you would be a dynamic dream team. But if you keep this going on, you're spoiling it for both of you. And you're going to be a big disappointment to all your supporters, as well as those that don't support you. I'm sure there are many Republicans and independents that don't want to support you. And I'll tell you why. Because the Republican Party today, and really for the last 85 years since Herbert Hoover got elected, has increasingly been for big government. It's a big government party. It's not a conservative party. It's a big government party. That's my complaint. And nothing really is going to change. Even if you both can create a united ticket and get your supporters, you're still going to be fought by first the Democrats in Congress, the Democratic Party, and many in the Republican Party. That's a challenge. So even if you get elected, you're going to need the support of the American people and go over the heads of both the Democratic Party and the leadership, the current leadership of the Republican Party. That's the only way, really, and the only hope for you to fundamentally change things that are wrong in Washington, D.C. Now, I was going to use the phrase bury the hatchet, but I'm afraid if I used it, it might give one or both of you an idea where to bury it. What I'm suggesting was also along the same lines by Laura Ingraham, who I think is a great radio show host, although she's on the same time Rush Limbaugh is, and I tend to listen to Rush, and occasionally when he's on break, listen to Laura Ingraham. Well, that's because I'm in Dallas. Listen to what Laura Ingraham said, and for new listeners, the way you listen to this show is to go to my companion blog, which is prompopops.wordpress.com, and right under my photograph you'll have the most recent 60 to 80 shows. This is show 648, and it should be posted by 10 o'clock tonight, so I'll be all caught up for tomorrow. That was my goal, and I think I will meet that goal. But I think it's time, doesn't have to happen immediately, but I think in the next 30 to 60 days, if not sooner, first let's have dinner together. And that will shake up the media, that will shake up the Republican establishment, that will shake up the Democratic establishment. Guess who's coming to dinner in Trump Tower? Ted Cruz and his family. What a story. And then a week or two later, guess who's coming to dinner at the Cruz home in Houston? That'll be a big story in Texas. If you want to carry Texas and New York, this has to happen. Remember John F. Kennedy? He offered the vice presidency to Lyndon Baines Johnson. And Lyndon Baines Johnson accepted. Kennedy didn't think he was, but he did. And then his brother Robert tried to pull it back. There was no great love between John F. Kennedy and Lyndon Baines Johnson. But they knew if they were going to win and beat Richard Nixon, they had to unite the party. And that's what they did by having a Kennedy-Johnson ticket. I am no fan of Lyndon Baines Johnson, and we know the rest of the history. If JFK, John F. Kennedy can do it, and Lyndon Baines Johnson can accept it even when Robert Kennedy tried to pull it back, I think Mr. Trump and Mr. Cruz, Senator Cruz, you need to take a wider perspective at what the stakes are. The American people cannot afford a third term for Barack Obama where that candidate, if she should win, is Hillary Clinton. I believe the lady should be indicted and, if found guilty, sent to prison. I am no fan of Hillary Clinton. But I think the Republican Party, both the establishment and the candidates, are losing sight of what the stakes are. I have made immigration a key part of this program over the years. I probably have done 24 programs on it. And I still have reservations of both Trump and Cruz's positions. I don't think they're strong enough. And they're not addressing the fact that it's not 11 or 12 million illegal aliens here. There are 30 to 50 million. And you need to get specific how you're going to deport them. I'm not sugarcoating it. That's what we're talking about. And forget about giving them visas so they all, the 30 to 50 million that are here, that can go back. The American people are looking for results. They are tired of the Republican and Democratic parties. Right now, they only have two choices. But that is going to change once more than 50% of the voters say they're independents. People are leaving both parties. And we've seen the foolishness coming out of Washington, D.C., with an attempt to really rule out both Mr. Trump and Mr. Cruz from becoming the Republican Party's candidate. The Republican Party has a well-deserved reputation for being called the stupid party, and that is real stupid. And if they're not going to succeed, because I think you're both smart enough to stop that. The Republican establishment is applauding the fact that both Cruz and Trump are going after each other. Gentlemen, it has to stop. It has to stop, because if it doesn't, both are going to be losers. And the Washington establishment of both the Democratic Party and the Republican Party will be laughing at both of you and calling you big losers. So if you want to win, it is time to come together. Doesn't have to happen this week or next week. But the sooner the better, because you need to start focusing in on Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party and what they've done to this country in the last 8 years. That's who you should be going after. Instead, look at the news stories for the last week. It's an embarrassment. I agree with you, Mr. Trump. There's a lot more important things going on. Stick to them. And you better learn the details of some of the most important issues facing this country. How are you going to get the U.S. economy booming again? Jobs is the issue. Jobs, jobs, jobs. And you better start spelling out how you're going to accomplish that, both you and Mr. Cruz. So I hope you'll come together and unite. Call it the Republican unity ticket of Trump and Cruz. With that, America the Beautiful. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. With a voice of Richland College. You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com. and KDUX Web Radio.wordpress.com.